Fridays are awesome. And if you're new to our show, you'll probably hear me say that again. I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN 10, your objective explanation of world events. The Democratic National Convention wrapped up on Thursday night, and former Vice President Joe Biden is now the official presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. His running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris from California, was nominated as the party's vice presidential pick on Wednesday night. During this four-day event, Democrats spoke out against incumbent President Donald Trump and promoted nominee Joe Biden as the best choice for voters in 2020. It'll be the exact opposite next week when the Republican National Convention gets underway. These conventions are an American tradition. They're where the country's major political parties nominate their candidates, define what they stand for in an upcoming election, and try to drum up voter support for that election. This is what they normally look like. This is what they look like in this socially distant year, with many of the speeches made virtually and no roaring crowds of conventions past. For the Democrats, speakers included former presidents and presidential candidates, current and former political leaders. The Republican National Convention is set to begin Monday. It'll also run through Thursday. It'll also be largely virtual and will promote President Trump as the best choice for voters. The election is scheduled for Tuesday, November 3rd. The debates, when the presidential and vice presidential candidates face off against each other, are set to begin in late September. 10-second trivia. 80s Aegypti is a type of what?